An oldie but a goodie. Great images have both a history and a prehistory. They are always a blend of memory and legend, with the result that we never experience an image directly. Gaston Bachelard's Poetics of Space Letter. Have we run out of stories? I whispered this to my sisters in a dark theater a month ago. We were about to watch Greta Gerwig's adaptation of Little Women, which is really an adaptation of an adaptation, and we're sitting through the previews. Every single preview was for a remake. Call of the Wild, Dr. Doolittle, Emma, Mulan. And, hot take, they all looked terrible. I was miffed. Are we done? I wondered. Have we reached the end of storytelling? Is there nothing more to tell than the stories we've already told? The endless glut of indistinguishable superhero movies creates the same reaction in me. It's the same thing, over and over again, and we can't get enough. You could watch these movies without sound and understand the entire narrative. They are wrote, spoiler alert, even when it seems like the odds are stacked against him, the good guy wins in the end. But maybe I haven't been fair to Gerwig and the superheroes. Maybe it's not all bad, this predilection to love hearing the same stories over and over. Maybe there's something sweet and very human about it at our core. We are storytelling animals, and like all animals, we love the comforts and safety of home. Part of feeling like home is recounting the stories that speak to who we are and what we love. This is why when big, obnoxious families like mine get together, we tell the same stories again and again. That time Sam had an Arby's moment on the beach, that time Dad sewed a bikini out of an old curtain, that time Cousin Emily gave our grandmother a black eye during street hockey. Familiar stories breed affection between the teller and their listeners. We strengthen our ties when we tell one another the same stories. We commit them, and each other, to memory. I love this, but I still reserve the right to be annoyed by trashy remakes. Abby stories, heading link lovers in Auschwitz, reunited speaking of movies, why has this not been made into one yet? An incredible real-life tale. New York Times. Heading link. I walked 600 miles for pizza toast, a journey through Japan in search of a very particular type of food eater. Heading link. First encounter stories of the spooky brilliance of the octopus. Seattle Met. Heading link. The rerun surprise ode to home movies. Poetry Foundation from Journey Group. Heading like the way that you maintain your home. The way that you maintain your content says a lot about heading how you respect your guests. Abby Farson Pratt link 7 steps to content strategy that serves human beings. Get on our radar. Link subscribe to storymatters.link graphic medium. Link graphic Instagram. Link graphic Twitter. Copyright 2020 Journey Group. All rights reserved. Story Matters is the publication of Journey Group, devoted to celebrating the craft of storytelling in all its many forms. Want to change how you receive these emails? You can link update your preferences, or link unsubscribe from this list.link view online.